Good morning. It's 3 a.m. in this great roaring city full of garbage eaters ravaging parking spots. Beneath my plaza window, I see Cheetah in their tight skins and tired heels, All Night Hippo in the diner crossing the street, swarthy herds of young impala, a flambastic gibbon, even a struggling monza. And over there, that brilliant head ornament on that Japanese macaque. But look closely at the hammerhead, hand in hand with the mandrill. It's a sight you're unlikely to see anywhere else on the planet. The stench and noise, yes, yes. The howler monkey's resonating repertoire is not too bad when mixed with the more musical twirl of the tropical warbler, but the impatient taxi blare of the squawking elderly ibis and the glass-eye snapper hawking papers I can certainly live without. Also be cautious of the poisonous boomslang laughter, social droppings of the fruit bat, and purple queenfish. And who's that babbler conversing with the magazine stand? Evidently, he's getting a good reply. I arrive in Neurotica through neon heat disease. I swear the swarming herds, I sweat the foul terrain. I rove the moving scenery. I have no fin, no wing, no stinger, no claw, no camouflage. I have no more to say. But say, isn't that an elephant fish on the corner over there? Look at that blush baby mud puppy Nolbanger. Rhinoderma marmoset, spring peeper and shingleback skink, siren skate, starling sungazer, spoonbill and suckers, they seem to be everywhere. Well, it's a live review of random animal parts now, playing nightly right here in Neurotica. So long!